It is exactly 16:09. We have officially stepped into the second hour of the show, Mahai. So I hope you're having a nothing but the best time as promised, and you make sure that you keep those song requests coming. This one is by MRF Souls, Tuto the Human, and DJ Maporis is on that one. It is called Azishe, featuring Shili. I think I'll be corrected on this one because I'm not too sure about the pronunciation. But other than that, Mahai, so that is who we are with in studio right now, hailing from a small township in the east of Johannesburg called Katlehong, the combination of Mairo, real name Dumelo Eric Nedondwe, and Force Reloaded, whose real name is Dumelo Sam Mabi, come with a new sensational sound in the house genre commonly known as Amapiano. Now with us in studio right now is the duo known as MRF Souls. MFR Souls, welcome, welcome.
Hello, how are you, my sister?
I'm well, thanks, how are you?
I'm good.
Thank you so much for being with us, and I'm quite excited about this interview. Firstly, I want to start it here.
Yeah.
You're mostly known for your music than, you know, your appearance. I never knew until today, actually, but I've known your music, and I've always back-announced the music, and it's always dope music. Is that how you've always preferred it to be?
I mean, we are most humble gents. Like, Arati, Lily Taylor, you'll never find them in first holes. Good itabi,
yeah,
stuff like that.
Definitely.
We always keep it on the low.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that. Now, you met in 2009, right? At an event in Thokoza, which is where they, you know, you changed contacts and, you know, basically started the communication. Did you initially know her, okay, we're going to become a duo and we're starting music? Is that where it started for you?
No. We met around 2009, yes.
Okay.
So I used to play soccer. I was a soccer player. I was a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
So I was still deciding whether kibatlo kena music or what. Liana also nalis kotan at the time. So nasiyo shor watlo was kotan write the music.
Okay.
We exchanged numbers. Then we lost contact for like 2 years.
Okay.
We met again after 2 years. Exchanged contacts again. And went into studio. First day we did like 8 songs, and then that's how it started.
Love it. And speaking of songs, you know, your first official release came in Kabu, you know, 2014, which was titled Bless the Souls.
Yeah.
This was a 4-track EP, you know, so please tell us the story behind that as well.
Okay, so it was our first official release.
Okay.
So there's a guy named Tim White. He used to own House Africa. Was the guy that discovered Amapiano, and then I think we were the first Amapiano guys to release an album and the House Africa.
Okay.
So yeah, that's how everything started.
All right. I love that. And I think before we go further, I want to correct this, or rather get this clear. Tumelo really three in here. I mean, the listeners know the Tumelo that I am. Which one are you? And then the other one as well. Because Ritri.
Maero.
Maero, okay. Yeah. All right.
We're now Tumelo.
Nagi Tumelo, Tumelo. All right. Thank you so much for that. Now, let's take it to, you know, where you started, basically, you know, started going big. And let's talk about the Kings of Amapiano, which changed from, you know, just starting out to getting, I don't know how to put this, but what would you say changed after that for you, like in your career?
Pause.
Yes, definitely.
I mean, a lot changed. I mean, you know, as he said, you know, I personally never thought I was going to be a musician.
Mm-hmm.
But I had the dream, right? Like, I think I'll be a musician, but I had something else, you know. But from how it started to where it was to where it is now, you know, I think it has changed a lot, you know, personally for me. And it has changed a lot of lives, even for other people. I mean, probably like for young and upcoming guys, you know, it has changed their lives. You know, they had the dream of being musicians, but there's no, but they had the dream of being musicians and they ended up fulfilling it because of Rona, how we started and the struggle that we had at that time. You know, it opened up doors for them so that at least it can be easier for them to actually access their dream, to actually dream of being a musician and actually fulfilling it, you understand?
Yes.
Rather than us, because of at that time, you know, around 2013-14, you know, it was tough.
What was the biggest challenge then?
No, the biggest challenge was the music. Obviously, the people were not used to the music at first,
you know, they were not used to that music at all. You know, there were too many criticisms about the music, you know, and, you know, it's always like that. And obviously we had tried, you know, submitting songs on radio at that time, but you know, obviously at the time it was like, yo, what is this now? Ish, man, yeah, well, not what we are looking for, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, things change, you know, times change, you know, things finally changed, you know, doors finally started opening up. As he said, you know, Tim White was one of the guys that, you know, he was a deep house guy, and then he believed in the sound. He's like, you know what, guys, let's just try this sound, you understand?
Yes.
Give us the opportunities, like, you know what, you guys will be the first to release under this label. You'll be the first to release an Amapiano album, in essence, you know. So the first album ever to be released in the Amapiano field was House Africa.
All right.
Yeah, it was House Africa Volume 1.
That's amazing.
By Alphar Souls OV.
All right. Mm. Love that. And speaking of, you know, the challenges, Selung, what you faced coming up into where you are now, what would you say are the biggest challenges, Selung, what you faced as a duo? Because I'm sure you share different ideas as well. And then, you probably do clash, or you probably don't see things the same way. How do you deal with such situations?
I mean, firstly, we learn to understand each other as we are two different people. I'm more of a chilled guy. You know, but
I wouldn't even say that, to be honest. No, I'd say it's the other way around.
No, not really.
Yeah.
I'm a very chilled guy.
Okay.
So Razibana, like, I know I can go to a certain extent, and then after more it's wrong, understand?
Mm-hmm.
So we understand each other, and then we come to an agreement before anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we were able to get where we are now.
All right. And you're doing quite well, to be quite honest with you.
Thank you.
At what point did you realize that actually we are the pioneers of this genre? Like, when did it dawn, Hormara, yo, we are really doing good?
When did it dawn? No, we always knew it.
Yeah, I love it.
Always written. But obviously, you know, obviously when you start something, you know, somebody, along the way, people join you, and then, you understand? But it still goes forward, you understand?
Yes.
As we're starting the sound, and then this guy comes from this point and ends up to this point, and this one comes from this point up until where it is today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
all right.
Yeah,
thank
but
you.
But now so it's the future now.
Yeah, definitely, which we're going to talk about in just a bit as well. You know, Amapiano has gained immense popularity globally. You know, what do you think contributes to the way it's spread out, Honabenu?
I mean, I'd say the people that are doing Amapiano right now, the likes of Kabza, Maparisa, Major League, shout out to them for pushing
big
the sound.
Shout out to them. Mm-hmm.
Uncle Waffles, the list is long. It's a collective work. I mean, everyone is doing their thing, and everyone is doing good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that. And speaking of collaborations, the song we just played, Honabenung, has DJ Maparisa on that one. Tudo the Human and let's help
it's
with that. That's
Sihle.
Okay, love it.
I've never actually asked to Iminang Shle or what.
Yeah, that's what it's written.
Yeah.
But yes, let's talk about the song. What inspired that, and was it also your first collaboration together?
No. We have a couple of songs with Maporis and Kabza. It was our first song with Sihle.
Yes.
So basically, we chose the song as a single because of, I'd say it's a different vibe. People didn't expect that from MFR Souls. And also the energy was just the same. Everyone was in studio.
Yes.
While we busy with the beat, Sihle was there writing the song. Everything was just flowing.
And what inspires that? The creative process behind the songs?
I mean, the energy and the mood as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, more than anything, is the energy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much. Now, let's talk about the future. What are we looking forward to in terms of your collaborations, your projects, Selung Horleba Ramadan, in terms of events as well? What are the people looking forward to?
More events, obviously. This year we're planning to have more events. I mean, in the previous years, we've always had like two events, which is our birthday parties. But now we are planning also MFR Soul's anniversary parties and, you know, just a couple of shows, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And
also shows overseas.
Yeah.
Oof,
that's
love
one of
it.
Our dreams, hosting, selling out shows overseas.
Right.
I mean, we've done that before, but our own show.
Yes. Yeah. From your mouth to God's ears, it's definitely going to happen.
Oh,
now, of course. Now, for the people while I'm here, they're starting out in the music industry. It's not a very easy industry. It's quite tough. Yeah. What would you say to an up-and-coming artist?
Stay humble. Stay in your lane. Whatever that works for someone else, don't think it will ever work for you. Respect the game. You can never be bigger than the music.
Mm.
Yeah.
And the music speaks for itself. Hence, I was saying earlier on, we might not know you personally, but we know with the with what you produce already. And this is quite a humble person, and they're really doing the most. So thank you so much for that. In terms of social media platforms and your bookings, where can the people find you?
Okay, for bookings, it's bookings at mfrsouls.com.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram is at realmfrsouls. Facebook at mfrsouls. TikTok at mfrsouls. What else? Twitter at MFR Souls everywhere.
All right, thank you so much. There we find, that's where you find them, MFR Souls, on all social media platforms. Of course, make sure that you look forward to the most coming up working events. And of course, the song that I just played you, quite a recent one, quite new, Azishe, featuring Sihle, MFR Souls, Tuto the Human, and DJ Maphorisa. But after this, I'm going to give you Lalela featuring The Squad. Do enjoy. Thank you so much for being with us.
A pleasure.